Time now for sports on KDDR, The Tornado.
With a look at your sports, I'm Paul McDonald reporting. Oaks outscored South Border 30-7 in the first quarter and never looked back on the way to a 75-29 win over the Mustangs in Region 3 of boys basketball Tuesday night in Oaks. Steele Hansen outscored South Border in the first half 16-15 as the Tornadoes built a 54-15 lead at the break. Hansen finished with a game-high 25 points. Ashton Biesterfeld added 17, and Garrett Meal chipped in 13. Caden Bader led the Mustangs with 7 points. Seth Wolf and Trevor Schmidt each had 5. Oaks improves to 6-2 overall, 3-0 in Region 3 games. South Border falls at 0-10 overall and 0-2 in the region. Oaks will now travel to Edgley on Friday night for a showdown with the 10th-ranked Rebels. Edgley Cullum Montpelier is 8-1 on the season, and both teams are undefeated in District 5 play. You can hear that game on 1220 KDDR 95.9 FM. The Tornado beginning with the pregame show at 7:15. Other scores from Region 3 last night in boys basketball: Central Cass over Linton 73-68, Edgley Cullum Montpelier over Barnes County 66-46, Lamoille Latrobe-Marion 65, Griggs County Mid Dakota 26, Strasburg Zeeland over Bendida Pickard Buchanan 75-45. Girls basketball: Central Cass 66, Linton HMB 39, Kidder County over Napoleon Gackle Streeter 56-31, Lamoille Latrobe-Marion 56, Griggs County Central Mid Dakota 34, Medina Pinkwood Buchanan 47, Strasburg Zeeland 23. Minnesota Timberwolves back in action tonight as they take on the Orlando Magic. You can hear that game right here on 1220 KDDR 95.9 FM. The Tornado beginning with the pregame at 6:30 following the Twins hot stove. And on Tuesday, the league and the National Basketball Players Association released updated rules that will be in place for at least the next 2 weeks, requiring players and team staff to remain at their residences when in their home markets and being prohibited from leaving their hotels when on the road, with exceptions primarily for practices and games. Additional measures now include limiting team pregame meetings and locker rooms to 10 minutes, with the extra caveat that everyone must wear a mask. The mask-wearing rules in bench areas during games will also be stiffened. That's a look at your sports or sports anytime. Log on to NewsDakota.com.